Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Welcome to the Astrology Alchemy podcast for the week of January 25th, 2021. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. Here's a phrase from the poem coming at the end of this podcast from Rilke. The phrase, pull towards the heart of the world. This is the week to honor the sun. The sun in Aquarius is illuminating so many important archetypal themes, especially the full moon coming up on Thursday, January 28th. We have several planets in the heavens now in Aquarius. Jupiter, Saturn, and the Sun, plus Mercury. But Jupiter, Saturn, and the Sun are all together in Aquarius. And remember, the planets are archetypal characters inside us and in the outer world. And the sign they're in, the backdrop for them in the astrological zodiac wheel, is the energetic expression. Aquarius is about freedom, change, innovation. I got to do it my way. Got to do my own thing, but I want to be part of my tribe and my people. The sun is the hero-heroine archetype. It's about our core self, somewhat our ego identity, but also how we shine forth our uniqueness in the world. Whenever the sun is active in a cycle, it's about illumination and coming into a greater connection with your true self, seeing yourself and seeing others through the light of the sun. Saturn is the builder, the structure maker, the being with the clipboard, wants things grounded, wants things practical, wants to be in control, sometimes gets caught in fear-based stickiness of getting scared by change. Saturn is with Jupiter. As you know, they came together to make the winter solstice star on December 21st last year in the Northern Hemisphere. Jupiter balances Saturn as the teacher, the expanded one, the one that has to do with our truths and our beliefs. Saturn and Jupiter together are beginning a new 20-year cycle for all of us in Aquarius, a new era of how we both grow and expand Jupiter and contract and set structure Saturn around community, innovation, radical change on a social and personal level. The sun is coming to Jupiter and Saturn this week for the first time since this new era has begun. So we're about a month into it, and it's like beginning to shine the light on who am I now? What is my world now? What is my society now? And there's been so much radical change in the last month, and beginning to say, okay, and to bring the light to what about those Aquarius calls and values for justice for all, for innovation, for personal freedom for everyone, and how to belong to the community without getting stifled and trapped by it, okay? And that goes with the next part of the big energy cycles, which is Uranus and Mars are together in the heavens in the sign of Taurus. Uranus, the maverick, the change agent, the one who wants to radically shake up the status quo. Mars, the warrior, the warrioress, who is feisty, determined, assertive, very full of yang. When it is in a positive energy, the Mars in all of us and in the world has courage, takes a stand, fights a battle for what it believes in. When it's caught in woundedness and unconsciousness, it's a violent aggressor. Same thing with Uranus. When it's conscious, it's a liberator, and it's waking all of us up inside and out to radical changes that are for the better, that give more expansion for all. The Uranus part of ourselves, when it's wounded, is a pissed off rebel. So we're with all these energies. We've just had a couple of weeks at least in the United States, of coming to a boil with pissed off rebels. And it's still there. And they both are in the sign of Taurus, which is a grounded earthy sign that wants practicality, security, stability. So we have this tension in the heavens right now with the Sun, Jupiter, and Saturn, all in Aquarius, shining the light on a new era of freedom and progression and radical changes in society and community, at odds, square, tension, with two characters in Taurus that want security and stability. So we have this innate archetypal struggle now between freedom and security. And that's, we've been working with that for a while, but it's really come to a head in the last few weeks. And it's kind of a major theme of the whole year as Uranus goes through Taurus and squares either Jupiter in Aquarius, like it just did last week, or squares Saturn in Aquarius throughout the whole year. So freedom and security, tension with that. Well, in comes the Sun, and the Sun says, I'm going to illuminate and help you see. Saturday, January 23rd, just passed, the Sun was with Saturn, conjunct Saturn, shining the light on what life structures are really right now, externally, internally, what's my responsibility, what's not, and where am I caught in fear-based control, and where do I need to let go of that, and where do I need to lean in and take responsibility for what is mine to do, really shedding the light on that this past few days. And then on Tuesday, January 26th, the Sun in Aquarius exactly squares Uranus. So there's this shining the light on what is the need for radical change with regard to security and possessions and how I am in my body. We know all these changes need to happen, but this is like shining a light. You might get some insight about some big change you need to make with your resources, how you steward them, your money, your time, your physical health, your possessions. What are you holding on to? What are you scared of and you're holding on too tight? Shining the light on that to help you have some more freedom. And then on Thursday, January 28th, the Sun is with Jupiter at 9 degrees of Aquarius. The degree measurements are there just to help you if you know your astrology chart. If you don't worry about it. So here's shining the light on Jupiter inside of us and in the world, our core beliefs. What do we really believe in? And what are the dogmas that we need to let go of, or you need to let go of? When Jupiter's in Aquarius, there's a little saying for Aquarius. I mean, no disrespect to my Aquarian friends, but my mind's made up. Don't confuse me with the facts. This is a fixed air sign, Aquarius. It's like, this is how it is. And then Jupiter as a character in us, its wounded side is incredibly strong, self-righteous, dogmatic part of ourselves. My truth is the truth with a capital T. And heaven knows we have a lot of that on all sides of the spectrum right now in our collective societal journey. So the Sun on Thursday, January 28th, conjunct Jupiter says, shining the light, what are really your core truths that liberate you, Aquarius, that allow you to be radically authentic, but also allow others the freedom to believe what they believe? It's like shining the light. The Sun has this deep connection to light, heart, vibrancy, okay? And with that, on Thursday, January 28th, we have this powerful full moon where the moon now is in Leo, opposite the Sun, Saturn, and Jupiter in Aquarius, and the moon squaring 90 degrees away from Uranus and Mars. Okay, so what does this mean? In comes the moon, the instinctive nurturer, the archetypal character in us and in the world. It has to do with our feelings, an emotional connection. Leo, a powerful fire sign of dignity, creativity, heartfulness, joy. When a planet archetypal character is in Leo, it wants to shine and it wants to be the best and it wants to open the heart, pull towards the heart of the world, the moon shining on the Sun and the Aquarius planets, Jupiter and Saturn, squaring Uranus and Mars. It's like the moon says, our deep yin, our holy deep emotional knowing that's underneath our minds, that's in our fluid emotional bodies. The moon says, hey, this tension between freedom and security has got you twisting your knickers. You're caught. Get in touch with your heart. Remember your dignity. Nurture the wounded parts of you that are acting out and getting triggered. No one can diminish you if you don't diminish yourself. Stand in the radiance of your own heart. Have pride in a healthy way for your uniqueness and your creativity, and open your heart in generosity with other. The moon comes in that full moon and shines the light and says, don't take the bait for the wounded Leo, which is arrogant and prideful and insecure. So I'm going to strut my stuff and I'm going to try to puff myself up and make myself bigger because I don't believe in myself. The moon says, get in touch with your own dignity. You'll know how to navigate this tension between security and freedom, because it's all based in the heart. When you're secure in yourself, then you have the freedom to move as you need to, and you allow the freedom of others. You don't have to diminish or other them to feel good about yourself. So this full moon is quite, quite powerful. So notice what happens. And then finally, Saturday, January 30th this week, the planet Mercury goes retrograde at 26 degrees of Aquarius and will stay retrograde until February 20th, when it appears to turn forward at 11 degrees of Aquarius. Now, what does retrograde mean? It's from our perspective on the Earth, the planet looks like it's moving backwards in the heavens. It's not, but it's an angle of view. As we go around the sun on the Earth and Mercury goes around the sun, the angle of view between our planet and Mercury makes it look like it goes backwards for 3 weeks. Retrograde cycles for any planet are so important because they're timeout cycles. When a planet is so-called retrograde, that archetypal energy in all of us needs to stop doing business as usual. We always say retrograde, the big R, the symbol for retrograde is like a prescription symbol. It's stop, review, reassess, redefine, wait. Mercury, the archetype of the communicator, all about expression, whether it's words, it's devices, it's energy, it's how you wear your clothes, it's your body language. And when Mercury's retrograde, the timeout is to slow down with your communication. Classically, double check if you've got scheduled appointments. Reread the email before you press send, because it's about think before you speak. Consider. Now, Mercury is retrograde in Aquarius. Again, we've been talking about Aquarius, which is this sign of innovation and freedom and being true to yourself, but also supporting others to be true to themselves. So Mercury retrograde in Aquarius will challenge us to change our thinking and to have new stories and review our stories about our place of belonging in society or circles of friends, and to review and redefine stories of self-marginalization and marginalizing others. The wounded side of Aquarius energy is a sense of feeling like a freak, of not fitting in, of being ostracized or marginalized because you're different. So Mercury retrograde is a 3-week period to review your inner stories. Where are you marginalizing yourself? And of course, where are you marginalizing someone else? You might be looking in reaction to the political scene and judging and ewing whoever it is, someone who's in a different political party than you, a different color skin, a different religious faith. Mercury retrograde says, whoa, slow down. We're all in this together. Pulled towards the heart of the world. You are a member of the human community, the world community. Everyone is. So there's this review time. And it is good to take time out. Classically, astrologers say don't start any big projects under Mercury retrograde. I always say trust your heart, but just take it slow, double check. And if you can, use this 3 weeks more for review and reflection and very much changing those stories of marginalization and not belonging, changing your definition of what freedom and innovation is, dreaming big visions of what might be possible in this new era of Aquarius. Yet also being aware with the tension of Uranus and Mars in Taurus, be grounded, be in your body. Don't fly until you're ready. Don't get arrogant and take off in your mind and think, I've got it all figured out, because you are a being of the earth. And our earth is in huge crisis, as is our societies. So it's this ability to review the big dreaming and the sense of wanting to expand, but also being grounded and finding your roots before you fly. So, dear ones, I leave you with this gorgeous poem from Rilke, Rainer Maria Rilke, called How Surely Gravity's Law. How surely gravity's law, strong as an ocean current, takes hold of even the strongest thing and pulls it towards the heart of the world. Each thing, each stone, blossom, child, is held in place. Only we, in our arrogance, push out beyond what we belong to for some empty freedom. If we surrendered to Earth's intelligence, we could rise up rooted like trees. Instead, we entangle ourselves in knots of our own making and struggle, lonely and confused. So, like children, we begin again to learn from the things, because they are in God's heart. They have never left him. This is what the things can teach us: to fall, patiently to trust our heaviness. Even a bird has to do that before he can fly. So finding a way this week to let the sun illuminate and the full moon illuminate where you have both and in your lives, freedom and groundedness. And they're not at odds with each other. How do you come more deeply into your human life, your life on the earth, the reality and truth of your everyday life, yet hold your heart open to dream big, visions, innovation, freedom for all beings? Bless your alchemical journey. Thanks so much for listening. So appreciate all my wonderful fans. I want to remind you to go to my website to get resources. And also, I welcome any donations in support of this podcast. And you can find right on the homepage of the website the donation button. I am grateful for any offering at all. And your heart offerings and your prayers are also so welcome. So that website is astrologyalchemy.com. Astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.